I'm going to be talking about three recent cases that, in my opinion, will have the most impact on interpretation of government authority language since the Jones versus Killingsworth case in 1965. These opinions give us a lot of new guidelines for drafting retained acreage clauses, which is the subject of these three cases, but also governmental authority language in pooling clauses, pew clauses, term assignments, farm outs, and other similar upstream contracts where these are going to be applicable. And here are our cases. For convenience, I'm going to be referring to them as the Endeavor case, XOG case, and the Vakias case. Like Professor Smith, I'm going to have to oversimplify these a lot and focus on the substantive law in order to get all this in the 30 minutes that I've got. But a bit of housekeeping first. These case citations in the slides and the paper that you've got in front of you are a little bit out of date. The petitions for review for Endeavor and XOG were just denied 2 weeks ago. So if you want to go to my web bio on the Dyckman Cox Smith website, I've got it all updated and posted. If you like to follow along there, feel free to do that. You can download it or just view it. You can Google Dykema and Durrett, and yet that should take you right there. So Endeavor and XOG are all but final dispositions at this point, pending denial of those motions for reconsideration, which are likely to be filed here pretty soon. And the Vakias opinion as well is final and good law at this point, though it has a slightly different petition history. It still has precedential value similar to that of a PET denied case.